Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, June 28th, 2012 here. Getting into the end of the week here. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. A lot of stuff to talk about. Dan, the man, is in the control room, twiddling the dials, ready to answer your calls when you call into 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And before we get into the news here, I'm interested in finding out from other parts of the country. Over the last few days, we have noticed a significant slowdown in our internet for almost everything that we're doing, whether it's going out to our servers, going out to information sites, you know, just checking out Facebook pages. It just seems like everything's slowing down, and I'm wondering if this is connected with this apparently a major problem with hackers are breaking into banks all around the world and just looting them for billions and billions of dollars. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show, but we'll just see what's going on with that. But if it seems like the quality of the show isn't what it used to be, we're definitely seeing a real bandwidth issue out here in Hawaii. So we're going to be finding about that. Now, obviously, big news today. The United States Supreme Court issued a couple of rulings today, and apparently the Chief Justice did flip and upheld the Obamacare. Now, the reason for the confusion and why a lot of people originally thought it had been struck down is the Supreme Court ruled that the Commerce Clause did not allow Obama to penalize or fine people for not having their own health insurance, the individual mandate. But then they went on to say it is permissible in the Constitution for it to just be a tax. You are taxed if you do not have health insurance. Now, this basically moves the individual mandate forward. But while Obama is trying to claim it's a victory for everybody, actually it is a defeat for him, because when he was first pushing this Obamacare, he kept saying over and over and over again, this is not a tax, this is not a new tax. And the Supreme Court has basically come out and said, yeah, actually it is. And I noticed at the very, very end of their ruling on this case, they included a paragraph saying it is not the job of the Supreme Court to judge the merits of a proposition, only its constitutionality. And so the Supreme Court is already trying to distance themselves from the coming political firestorm over Obamacare and the individual mandate. And it's going to be a contentious issue. And, of course, that is something that Obama wants, because now Romney and Obama will be screaming about Obamacare from now through November in the hope that you're not paying attention to the rush to war and the continuing deterioration of the economy. Although with the market down today the way it is, that may be a little bit more than they should be hoping for. So one other decision I want to touch on real quick. We'll come back to Obamacare after the commercial break. But just before they issued the announcement on Obamacare, they issued another ruling, which is very significant, but getting almost no coverage. They basically struck down the Stolen Valor Law. This was a law that said, that made it a crime to claim military awards and honors you did not actually earn. And the case came out of a political candidate who had made exaggerated claims about military honors that he had won as part of his campaign activity, and he got arrested under the Stolen Valor Law, and he went to court saying that, yes, he did lie about his military achievements, but it was part of a political campaign and therefore protected speech under the First Amendment, and the Supreme Court agreed. Lies are now protected speech under the First Amendment, according to the United States Supreme Court. So any candidates are saying you can ignore it. They're lying. It's protected speech. But, of course, if you lie to the government, oh, boy, are you in trouble. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
America, welcome back to the show here. And one of the members in our chat room put up this wonderful quote by Donald M. Fraser, and it goes, "Under current law, it is a crime for a private citizen to lie to a government official, but not for the government official to lie to the people. And as of this morning's Supreme Court decision, that lie by a government official or candidate, or presumably the media, is now considered protected speech under the First Amendment. You can't tell them, don't say that because it's a lie. Oh, I'm sorry. I have a right to free speech, even if it's a lie." That is a very dangerous precedent. And, of course, this harkens back to that absurd court decision in the Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit, where Fox News ordered their reporters to take out negative information about Monsanto's bovine growth hormone. They were assigned to do a story about it, and everybody thought it was going to be a puff piece about how great it was and what a wonderful thing it was for farmers. In other words, you know, it's not even news, really. It's just clandestine advertising. And the reporters found out there were serious problems with it. There were medical consequences being suffered by people who ate the dairy products and the meat from these cows treated with this synthetic bovine growth hormone. And, of course, Monsanto and the Dairy Cattle Association screamed to Fox News, don't you dare let that out. Fox News ordered the reporters to take out the negative information and basically rewrite the story to say, this is great stuff. You should welcome it with open arms. And the reporters refused. Fox News fired them. The reporters sued for wrongful termination and lost on appeal when the courts ruled that since there is no law that says the corporate news has to tell the people the truth about anything, the corporate media can order their reporters to lie to you. And if the reporters refuse to lie to you, they can be fired for just cause. That tells you a very great deal about what's going on over there in the corporate media. And so now we have this court decision by the United States Supreme Court. I think this is actually more damaging to the nation than Obamacare, where they're basically saying any statements made during a political campaign are protected free speech, even if you know they're lies. You cannot stop them. You cannot censor them. You cannot do anything other than stand off to the side and say, liar, liar, pants on fire, which is your right to free speech until the government takes it away and say, you're not allowed to challenge government statement on anything. But can you imagine? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the United States Supreme Court has destroyed itself with that ruling that political candidates can say whatever they want and you can't. And if you know it's a lie, you can't do a thing about it because it's now protected free speech under the Constitution. I am willing to bet a plugged Turkish piaster that when the founding fathers wrote that First Amendment regarding freedom of speech, they weren't thinking in terms of it being used to protect lies and liars. I think they saw it as guaranteeing that the truth could get out about what the government was doing, because that was the reason for the First Amendment, right, to protection of freedom of speech, was to protect the political speech of the masses against the government, not to protect the government against its own people. I think we could solve the energy crisis right now by wrapping a belt around Thomas Jefferson's body and hooking it up to a generator, because he's got to be spinning at warp drive in his grave right now. Anyway, so getting back to Obamacare, the reactions are many and varied. Obviously, the health insurance companies are going, yee-haw, it's good times. They're probably thinking back to what happened right after automobile insurance was made mandatory all across the country. And we all know what happened. The premium skyrocketed, and the customer service and the benefits basically plummeted, because all of these auto insurance companies, they were all looking at each other and say, if we all set the premiums at the same rate and we all agree to hold all of the payouts and benefits to a low level, we'll all get rich together, because it doesn't matter who they go to anymore. They got to go to somebody. We've got them all. Every single driving American is now obligated to give us their money. And the quality of service and care for the individual consumer was all but wrecked under this mandated auto insurance program. And now we have, of course, the situation where they're doing the same thing with health insurance. And I'm not saying health insurance isn't a good thing, but I'd like it to remain a good thing. And the first thing we're going to see, now that it's the individual mandate has been upheld, is you're going to see those of you who have health insurance, you can count on your premiums being doubled. And the deductibles are going to be raised to sky high. And there are going to be more refusals. They're not going to take care of you anymore. And the excuse is going to be, oh, well, we're taking care of the people, you know, who didn't have health insurance before. Therefore, you must pay for it. But that's not what's going to happen. All these health insurance companies are tied in with the Wall Street money junkies. They're just going to let this cash flow come in. Obama has just ordered you basically to give more of your money to Wall Street. And they're going to use it to paper over their losses and write rich bonuses for themselves. Health, this Obamacare is not about your health. It's not caring for Wall Street again. That's what's going on. And business leaders are out there saying the net result of this is, because of the cost of Obamacare, it's going to destroy jobs again. Jobs are going to be leaving this country, going to other countries, because the cost in this country, for especially for a small businessman, the cost to have an employee, to create a job, has just gone through the roof. Between the employee taxes, the uplift, and now the mandated insurance programs and all the other regulatory compliance. If you're working for a regular paycheck, and you're probably already shocked at all that money that's taken out of your paycheck when you look in the stub and all those little windows, and there's a nickel here and a dime here and another dime over there and an even bigger nickel over there. And what you are not seeing, though, are the taxes over and above your paycheck that your employer pays for the privilege of hiring you inside the United States of America, plus all the mandated insurance and health and safety and all the rest of it. And if you add all that stuff up, you're going to come to a very surprising revelation that if you are an employee in the United States of America, government makes more money off of your work than you do, which means you are a slave. Because half the time you're working to support yourself, and the other half of the time you're working for NASA. That's what those little deduction boxes on your pay stub mean. That's your slavery right there. All the taxes and withholding and the fees and unfunded mandates and all the rest of it, that is your slavery here. And for small businesses who cannot afford the skyrocketing health insurance on their employees, they'll have let people go. This is going to slam employment in this country. The only reason Obama was pushing it is he wants to campaign on it. Look what I did. I got you health care. Now, just about 2 years ago, there was a scandal at a VA hospital in St. Louis, Missouri, that exposed 1,800 U.S. veterans to HIV and hepatitis because they weren't cleaning dental instruments in between dentistry checks. And so the first patient in the day had HIV. They weren't cleaning the tools. Quick rinse under the faucet, that's all they were doing. And that's not enough to sterilize against viruses. There was another similar case a couple of years before that where they were giving proctological examinations to veterans, and they weren't cleaning that instrument between uses properly and thoroughly. And they spread hepatitis B and HIV among thousands more veterans. Folks, that's what government-managed healthcare is going to be like. Because remember, from the point of view of the pharmaceutical industry and the HMOs and the hospital industry, they love it if you're sick. So government-managed healthcare is going to wreck your health and make you a financial slave to the doctors and pharmacies for the rest of your life. That's what they're trying to do here. And it may not be, probably isn't a conscious decision, but over and over again, it has been shown that when people have a bias, a belief, a financial interest, subconsciously they do things that serve themselves, make themselves richer, more powerful. This is why there used to be a thing in science called the double-blind study. Because scientists, as individual humans, cannot help but let their biases into their work. And so a double-blind study is you hire one group to do the measurements, and they don't know what they're measuring for. They just collect the data. You hire a second group to analyze the data and reduce it, and you don't tell them what they're looking for. That way, what you get out of this double-blind is reasonable information from which you can draw reliable conclusions. Unfortunately, double-blind studies seem to have gone the way of honest elections in this country. But when you look back at these disasters at the VA hospitals, those VA hospitals, that is government-managed health care. And they're just spreading disease like crazy among the veterans. And the veterans come back and they're sick. They say, well, you didn't get that in the war zone, so we're not liable or responsible for that. It's an absolute disaster. It's just another way of sucking money from the people and giving it to whoever's industry has the biggest lobbyists on Washington, D.C. That's basically what it is. That whole HMO thing, when it came about, was not about providing better care to people. It was just another way to be making money off of people who weren't even really sick at the time. We're going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. This is the Thursday before the 4th of July when the Supreme Court has basically come in and ended all freedom of choice. And the reason this decision is so dangerous is because the Supreme Court has now set a legal precedent where the federal government can come in and compel you to do anything they want, or pay a quote-unquote tax. Okay, if we've got to stimulate the auto industry. All right, we'll tax everybody driving a car that's older than 5 years. That'll force them to go out and buy a new car. We'll put a tax on people who were wearing last year's fashion colors. That'll force them to go out and give their business to the retailers. Keep the retailers propped up. We're going to use taxes to basically coerce your behavior on everything. Tax you if you're too heavy, too light, too tall. Hair's too long. Got a tax on that. The Supreme Court has basically found a way for the federal government to completely bypass the Constitution and simply say, we're taxed you when you do anything at all we don't like. Tax on abortion, tax on gay marriage, tax on natural organic food, force you back into the clutches of those supermarkets. There's no end in sight with this precedent that they've set. I'm going to grab a phone call here. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. On the air.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, I'm sitting there, and I encourage everybody. I don't know. This may be like a long shot, Mike, but everybody go to your state, contact your state attorney general, governor, anybody, and just say, because I really don't see the Supreme Court decision being valid for one reason. Justice Kagan is supposed to recuse herself off this case, and she did not.
Okay, she has a vested financial interest in this Obamacare, correct?
No, she helped draft the bill and helped
pass
it.
Oh, right, that's right.
Because as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to comply. This ruling is invalid. Kagan should have.
I don't think anybody's going to comply anyway. We don't have the money. Here's the problem. Washington, D.C. is totally blind right now. They still think every solution to every problem is to go out to the American people and grab another couple of bucks from each of us. There is no more out here to grab. They're so busy thinking about new ways to take money from us. What they have forgotten to worry about is making sure we have the jobs and businesses and companies and the manufacturing with which to make the money they want to take from us.
Can't squeeze blood from a stone.
That's exactly right. And what it's really absurd, it's like, you know, somebody, you know, going out and conquering a land, you know, of rich, fertile farms, and he burns it all to the ground and salts the earth as part of the war. Then he turns around and says, how come you people aren't growing food for me?
Exactly. But my end is saying, I consider this ruling invalid because Kagan said on the court, and as far as I'm concerned, this should be a split decision. 4-4, that's about it.
Well, you're absolutely right. This is such a bad decision. It's a bad law passed for purely political and corrupt reasons. It is not going to benefit the American people. It is not going to improve the quality of our health care. In fact, it's going to accelerate the process of costing more and providing less.
Well,
is life under fascism.
Well, this is the thing is, we could be forced to buy Monsanto or buy a GM car. Or get some mandatory low flow toilets in our house.
Oh, those things are wonderful. You have to flush them 6 times. You actually use more water to use those things. But again, it's like ethanol. It sounds good. It's wonderful for political speeches. It doesn't actually work, but it doesn't matter anymore. Because now the Supreme Court has said the politicians can get up and say, yes, this all works perfectly. And you can't say back to me because I'm invoking my First Amendment rights to tell you lies. And you're not allowed to oppose me. You're not allowed to sit me. You're not allowed to say, that's not true, therefore I'm not going to broadcast your news show.
Well, I just think this ruling, I just think the federal government done themselves in. And I was listening to Alex Jones rant on a last show, and I really think this ruling is a blessing in disguise. I really believe it is.
You know, you may be right. A member just put up a story at whatreallyhappened.com saying this could actually be the spark that kicks off the revolution. Because I'm absolutely disgusted. This at a time when the American people are absolutely fed up with the corruption that is in our society, the last thing you want to do is one more pander to big pharma, especially with the disaster. You know, why are they shoving us further into this industry at a time when we're finding out that all these viruses don't work? Merck was caught lying on the MMR vaccine. Maybe the Supreme Court decision covers them. Have you ever thought that you know, is a real danger there, where the Supreme Court says you can lie to the people and it's protected speech under the First Amendment? Does that include pharmaceutical companies and medical companies and doctors or nuclear power operators that have radiation leaks, or oil companies that are spilling oil into the Gulf of Mexico? They can stand up and say, it's perfectly healthy, go back to eating the food, and it's protected speech under the First Amendment? I don't think so. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Global Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm, like I said, next Wednesday is the 4th of July. And by the way, we're going to be here at RBN doing our shows. No pre-records, no best of anything like that. And the reasoning behind that, at least as far as I'm concerned, is I don't know why we bother with the 4th of July any longer. We're not independent. And they won't let me play with high explosives, so why bother? You know, all you can do on the 4th of July now is they give you the little party poppers and you're supposed to eat hot dogs and hamburgers. Then they're going to turn around and tax you because you've become obese. They won't take the chemicals out of the food that make Americans obese, but by golly, they're going to start taxing you. I mean, the airlines are already doing it. If you're too large, they make you pay extra. Everyone's screaming obesity. We've got to do something about the crisis, except, of course, take out the chemicals from the food that make Americans obese, because that would cut into profits, and we can't do that. That's the first commandment of the U.S. government. Thou shalt not impede the gathering of wealth and profits here. We're going to go back and grab some more phone calls. KB in Kansas. Aloha, KB. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Thank you. I just wanted to point out that on July the 5th in the Rolling Stones magazine, Matt Tippy has an article in there. It's called The Scam Wall Street Learned from the Mafia. And what this is about is all over the United States, they've been bid rigging mini bonds on cities and schools and hospitals. And for the investors, they were doing it on that side too, the people getting interest on it. They were bid rigging that, and then the interest that they charged the cities, they were bid rigging that. It's a court case in New York, and you're probably not going to hear this in the national media because they're going to probably play it down, but all the big banks are involved in it. And to take it one step further, the LIBOR, which is a financial index that sets interest rates, they're finding out now that that's been manipulated. So I just wanted to point
Barclays
that out.
Yeah, Barclays got fined for that, but they're the only ones so far, and they just went so out of control that the government had to do something about it because everybody knew about it. But, you know, if you stop and think for a second here, if you look at all the money that the people on Wall Street are raking in a nation that has lost most of its manufacturing, how could they be possibly making any money other than through fraud and corruption and looting the American people? There aren't any other options for Wall Street to keep the party going.
Absolutely.
Fraud and criminality. You know, yeah. If somebody show me something that Wall Street makes that people willingly buy. They don't donuts. They don't make cars. They don't make anything. They take people's money and debt, and they shuffle it around, and they treat it like it's a product, and it isn't.
And Wall Street's been reacting to this health care bill. Last I looked, they were down 167 points. And, you know, this is absolutely going to be the ruination of the country. And somebody like has a mom-and-pop hamburger store. They've got to pay for health care where these big outfits like McDonald's, they get a waiver. Now, what kind of deal is that?
It's designed to basically crush out the small businesses. There are going to be a few large corporations running everything, and the rest of us just sit around. And here's the problem. You know, they're raising our taxes and our cost of living. At the same time, they're taking our jobs away. What do they think is going to happen? The system is either going to crash or there's going to be a violent revolution. Now, maybe that's what they want. Maybe the people who want to bring about the one world government need there to be a revolution in the United States of America so they can come in and say, oh, we're going to have a regime change and we're going to put this in and we're going to change the rules and you will all swear undying fealty to the New World Order and the global financial bank and its printed currency, the Globo. Maybe that's part of the plan. I don't know. But if there isn't some agenda at work here, then the people in Washington, D.C. and Wall Street are utter morons for all of their Eastern prestigious university degrees. Because cannot raise the cost of living and taxes on a population at the same time you're taking their jobs away. It's not going to work.
Have you heard that the United States and Canada have some kind of a military agreement that bypasses Congress, that in time of a crisis that we can go up there and help them or they can come down and help us? And I've been reading some of this stuff. This is unbelievable.
I was
really
aware
true.
Of that. That basically is set up so that if there is a violent revolution in the United States, knowing that Americans are going to be very reluctant to shoot Americans, they're just going to have the Canadians come down here and do it.
Okay, thank you, and I listen to your program all the time, and keep up the good work. God bless you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And tell all your friends, we're going to switch over to Marty in Idaho. Aloha, Marty. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
2 points, very quickly. The first one, a friend just said, Marty, this is what the Supreme Court did. That's an opinion. That's what they do. That's an opinion. So they're not making it a law. Now, you can comment on that.
Okay,
like.
Well, basically, it's called an opinion or a ruling, but it basically establishes the question of whether the law that was passed by Congress and signed by Barack Obama can proceed under the Constitution. Their opinion is that, yeah, the law can proceed. And Obama will say, okay, good, that's the green light.
Okay, I was talking to Dave Hodges and a guest Sunday night, and I guess it was Ty Bollinger.
Yeah.
His opinion was this is going to be ruled. They're going to rule that yes, Obamacare is okay, because he says they've been threatened. The justices have been threatened, and they've got to vote his way. you know.
Well, I know that we were hearing all this talk about this one justice who was expected to vote that it was unconstitutional, but that pressure was being put on him, and that's why they delayed the decision for 2 days. And I think this situation where they said it's not constitutional under the Commerce Clause, but it would be constitutional if it was implemented as a tax, was the compromise to try and get it through. And like I said, if you go back to that ruling, to that last page, there's that disclaimer in there where the Supreme Court is not judging whether or not this is a wise and prudent policy. They're just saying, as implemented, it's constitutional. And this is almost starting to remind me of the Supreme Court's decision back in 2000, where they halted the recount in Florida and basically handed the presidency to W., where they basically said this ruling can't be used for any other case except this one. And you know something underhanded just took place. But we are a nation where the government is just totally corrupted right now. And I think a lot of people are angry. And you know something? I think this is going to end Obama's presidency, because Romney's already out there saying he's going to repeal this thing. Not that we should take anything he says at face value, because lies are now protected freedom of speech for politicians. But, you know, Obama was dangling this in front of people as a positive thing, and most Americans aren't going to see it. It's going to cost them money. It's going to cost them jobs. We're going to have, you know, the same government that couldn't get ethanol and wind power to work coming in and telling us how to run our medical care, and I don't want that. Like I said, I'm old enough to remember the disaster that resulted when auto insurance was made mandatory for everybody. And the premiums went up and the quality of service went down, and that is what is going to happen here.
Well, this is in the plan. We know what's going on. The big plan way back, yeah. Well, thanks, Mike. Keep up the good work. And I just hope that the states can opt out. That's my hope.
Well, right now the federal government is moving to basically consolidate all its power, and we're seeing more and more, well, like this decision with the Arizona immigration law, where the Supreme Court said the authority rests with the federal government. And by the way, that was not the way the country was set up. When this country was started and we got rid of private central banking, the reason they call it the United States, plural of America, is each state was supposed to be its own little country. And the only thing the federal government was there to do was to arbitrate disputes among the states and, in time of emergency, coordinate military action among the various colonies or states. That's all it was supposed to be.
I think I'd like to believe in time travel, because I'd like to go back to then.
Well, I got to tell you, it's funny you should say that. I was just saying to my wife earlier today that, you know, if it wasn't for her presence in it, I would be very, very unhappy with this nation and this earth as it is today, with the degree of corruption that we're seeing. Yeah. And I shudder to think, I'm an old guy. I'm not going to be around all that much longer anyway. And I shudder to think about these kids just being born now, just growing up now. What a horrible nightmare of a world we are leaving to them. I mean, I hold it as the highest moral purpose to leave to the next generation a better world than was left to us. And we have failed utterly. We're leaving poverty and debt and dictatorship and absolute draconian control of their lives to the next generation. They're growing up in a world in which they're not human beings anymore. They're property of the federal government. And the federal government will come in and manage this asset to the best of their ability, with a bunch of mid-level managers who don't really know what they're doing. And any injuries or damage or death, that's just a cost of doing business. We're not a nation anymore. We're a gigantic company town. We're a gigantic human ranch. And we're just here to have our offspring and our wealth harvested off of us. We're labor animals. We're little more than mules to the federal government right now.
I think
it's time for a stampede, is what I think.
I think so, too. I'm ready to go. We're fighting Agenda 21 here in Kootenai County, North Idaho, and we're going to stop it. We had such a pushback at the meeting. We had 300 people in front of the facilitator of the Agenda 21. Of course, they don't call it Agenda 21, but it did our hearts good, I'll tell you. So
yeah,
it's
save the earth for the children, protect the kittens kind of stuff.
Yep, yep.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the phone call, Marty. We're going to let you go here. I'm angry about this because I'm old enough to know that this Obamacare is not going to work. It's just a feel-good grab for money and control sold as somehow benefiting the American people, and it won't. Again, go back and look at the disaster of auto insurance when it was made mandatory. And I'm not saying auto insurance and health insurance isn't something we should have. But if it's not mandated, then the auto insurance and the health insurance companies have to work and compete to make themselves attractive to the consumer. And that empowers the consumer. When you make something like auto insurance or health insurance mandatory, you have taken power away from the consumers and put it on the insurance companies. They have just been raised up to lord over you. And just think about the absolute lack of quality service from auto insurance companies following the mandate, and that's exactly what we're going to get from the health insurance. This is not going to improve health care in this country one tiny bit. It's just going to raise the price on everybody. It's going to shut down small businesses who can't afford the new mandated health insurance, and that means more job losses. This is an absolute disaster, and you ought to get very, very angry. I mean, just looking around here, I was joking about the fireworks on the 4th of July. And I'm looking around now at all the things that the government intrudes on and controls and says what you may and may not do. And I remember, I'm old enough to remember, you know, that you could make your own choices in life. I lived in a farming town. You could walk down to that farm store and just buy a stick of dynamite to get rid of a stump that was in the middle of the field you were trying to plow. And there wasn't any form to fill out. You didn't have to show ID. The guy behind the counter knew that that's what you were going to do with the dynamite, and you went and you blew up the stump, and that was it. No big deal. I went to a school where kids would take their rifles to school with them in the morning, because on the way home from school, you're going to varmint the garden. And nobody got shot. No mass shootings. You put the rifle in the cloakroom with your coat, and that was just the way it was done. And you didn't need the government looking over your shoulder to make sure you weren't going to do something bad with everything that you have. And a government that says, we're going to take everything away from you just on the off chance you might do something wrong. I've really had it to this point. You know, people have done experiments where they take rats and they'll put them in a cage. And then they'll crowd them further and further and further until they reach a point where the rats start eating each other. And it's that enforced crowding and control that triggers that reaction. We used to see it in the post office. You know, the efficiency experts would come in and they just sort of pound on those postal workers, you know, do it this way. The risk goes this way. Don't do it that way. You know, trying to just squeeze every bit of efficiency out of the postal workers until the postal workers went postal. You drive people crazy controlling them to this extent. But for a politician whose entire paycheck depends on coming up with another law, by golly, that's what we're going to do. That's why we have so many laws. It's time to hit the reset button. It really, really is. Anyway, we saw an article earlier today from Global Search up in Canada, and basically saying economic austerity or debt default, choose your poison. They're basically sending this message to the Canadian people that, yeah, our financial system got caught in that mortgage-backed security fraud and this debt trap of a private central bank issuing the public currency at interest. And so you only have two choices, you know, voluntarily start living lives of poverty so that we can float the Ponzi scheme a little bit further, or let's have a debt default and the bankers will come in and say they own everything and they take it all away. Pick which one you want. Well, you know, there's a third alternative that nobody wants to talk about. And that is to do what Iceland did. Put those crooked bankers in prison, fire the government that helped them do it, write off the debt, and start the system over again. And that is the only solution possible. Everything else is just more debt and more slavery and more abuse by a government that is so terrified of you standing up and fighting for your rights and freedoms. That's why this next Wednesday is such a hollow joke. It's a cruel joke. We're the most enslaved nation on earth right now, and they want us to celebrate Independence Day? What drugs are those people on in the Capitol building? And why aren't they sharing? keeping all the good stuff for themselves here. Longtime listeners know that every once in a while I like to indulge in alcohol. I've become something of a connoisseur of scotch. I know to avoid the ones with the twist-off caps. And there's a certain romantic appeal about a drink that's widely available in Europe called absinthe. And it's very historical. Social conservatives tried to basically ban it because it was associated with the bohemian culture, much as our social conservatives are fighting against the legalization of marijuana because of its association with the hippies and the counterculture. But in point of fact, it's not all that bad for you. We're going to take a break for commercial. I'm going to finish up this story before the top of the hour because absolute ridiculous piece of legislation came down, and it illustrates just how stupid some of this stuff is.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
All right, so we're talking about absinthe. I'm not even sure why I got off on this topic, but it, to me, it just illustrates the extreme minusculality of the control that the federal government feels they must impose on us all. So we're talking about this beverage called absinthe. It's a highly alcoholic beverage. It's flavored with anise. It tastes like licorice. And social conservatives tried to ban it because it was identified with the bohemian culture, which was looked down on, much as modern social conservatives look down on the hippies and the peace activists and everything. So they wanted to basically ban anything associated with those movements in order to sort of erase the movement from the culture, or from the popular eye, from the popular vision. Now, we all know that the movie Reefer Madness made claims about marijuana that were absolutely absurd, but it was just there to scare people away from marijuana and back over to the distilled spirits, because if you can grow marijuana in your backyard and you are of no use to the corporations that brew up beer and distill alcohol and ferment wine. And that's the whole point. Keep you going back to these corporations. You're not supposed to grow your own food or medications in your backyard. So anyway, absinthe had a reputation for being a good buzz because of something called wormwood. Now, wormwood has a long history as a folk medicine. You read about it in all kinds of places. And so they put wormwood in the absinthe, and people got a lot of visions and inspiration. And people like Vincent van Gogh and Ernest Hemingway, Aleister Crowley, Pablo Picasso, these people all thought absinthe was great. And if you saw that movie Moulin Rouge, wasn't a very good movie, but they spent a little bit of time talking about the Green Fairy, which was kind of the nickname for absinthe. And so it was banned for a while, now back in Europe. And people in the United States were saying, well, we want it here too. And so the U.S. government said, yes, you can have absinthe, but without the wormwood, which is kind of like having, an alcohol-free beer. I mean, what's really the point? Okay. Well, apparently a couple of months ago, a company in France succeeded in getting the U.S. government to allow wormwood back in absinthe so they could sell it as real absinthe, because it's a big ticket item. It's a very high markup. Okay. And so they are out there saying, yes, this is real absinthe. It's got wormwood. Turns out it's only a little tiny microscopic amount, just enough so that they can say there's real wormwood in the absinthe. But it's basically green Kool-Aid with a kick. And that's the way the government is thinking, that they have an automatic right to just go in and tinker with everything. And I resent it, because I remember a time where you could make choices. You could work hard and you could prosper, or if you just wanted to relax and enjoy life and not be of any use to a corporation, you were free to do that. But right now, the whole federal government is just geared on making you the most useful labor animal, wealth-producing machine for the corporations possible. You will not grow your own medicines in the backyard. You will not make your own booze. You will not grow your own food. You will do all of your business with corporations, or they'll pass a new tax on you. We're going to take a break for station identification. Come back with a call from Mike in Miami.